Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United Nations Security Council expecting to vote today on whether to send monitors to the war-ravaged Syrian city of Aleppo to oversee evacuations and to help provide protection for civilians who are remaining. Monitors say as many as 40,000 civilians and the last remaining rebel fighters waited in vain for evacuation operations to resume Saturday after the exodus was suspended on Friday. Thousands of protesters have gathered in downtown London in solidarity with those trapped in Aleppo. Abdelaziz Al-Mashi, the co-founder of the Syrian Solidarity Campaign, said the protest was to show their support for the people in the besieged city.
To the people in Syria and in Aleppo, we said to them, we are in solidarity with you. We hear your voices, we feel your pain, and we will never hesitate to support you in any way that we can.
A rally was held outside the Prime Minister's office in London, where those gathered heard speeches and prayers from a civilian Assyrian imam. Meanwhile, hundreds of people, many of them Turkish immigrants, protested the ongoing war in Syria at two locations in Berlin, Germany. At least 13 Turkish soldiers killed Saturday, dozens more wounded when a suicide car bomb exploded next to a bus. It was carrying off-duty military personnel near the entrance of a university in central Turkey. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan attributed the attack to Kurdish militants, though there was no immediate claim of responsibility. Multiple attacks in Turkey this year have been attributed to the PKK, including twin bombings last week that targeted police in Istanbul, leaving 44 dead. This is VOA News.